So this is a new podcast called Everything About Basketball. I already have one about the Celtics, and I have one with all of my friends about just sports in general. But in this one, it's just everything basketball, and we're just gonna look at anything. So first thing I see is Bradley Beal jumping Steph Curry in the scoring race, and Chris Paul is playing MVP ball for the Suns. Yeah, Chris Paul led them last night to a victory against the Clippers, 109 to 101. And Steph Curry was on a massive streak. I'm not sure if he's still on it, but Beal jumps him. And then the Nuggets ripping away with a 114 to 112 win over the Pelicans. Now they have a 13, three, sorry, three straight wins. And Zion thought he got fouled on the last play. So if you want to check that out, I mean, I think Jokic might have gotten him on the R. Freddie Gillespie, I'm not sure if I pronounced that right, signed a 2-year contract with the Raptors. And it's no disrespect, but I know a lot of players in the NBA, but not him. So hey man, if you're playing well, good job. Also, Trae Young has slowed down his shooting role, so maybe scoring less. So the Nets are in first place of the Eastern Conference, 42 and 20. 76ers 41 and 21. The Bucks are 38 and 23 at number 3. Knicks at number 4, Hawks at 5, the Celtics, which by the way are my favorite team, are at number 6. So yeah, they have to climb two spots, but they're not that behind. The Heat at number 7, same record as the Celtics. Celtics have the tiebreaker though. And then Hornets at number 8 with a 30 and 32 record, as the Pacers have just lost. That's the Eastern Conference. The Western Conference is the Jazz at number 1, Suns at number 2, Clippers at number 3, who just beat the Suns, and they are close, kind of. So number 4 is the Nuggets, number 5 is the Lakers. Obviously LeBron and AD aren't playing, but if you would have told me they would be 36 and 26 this far into the season, as much also the Celtics, but if you would have told me that, I would have been extremely shocked. So the Mavericks are 6, Trailblazers 7, and the Grizzlies are 8. So if you didn't see it, Chris Paul and Paul George had no interest in congratulating each other, saying good game or anything. So that might be a beef. And Danny Ainge saying Marcus Smart is the heart and soul of our team. That's something we already knew, but he got suspended for talking, threatening an official. And then the Utah Jazz set a new franchise record after thrashing the Sacramento Kings. And then the 76ers are still planning to pursue Kyle Lowry through sign and trade this offseason, per a report. The Suns are clinching a playoff berth in the first time in a long, long time. 76ers are headed to the playoffs. And yeah, Devin Booker said the Suns playoff berth has been a long time coming. So those are basically everything in basketball right now. If we go to the NBA scores to see what was happening last night, and so the Bulls lost to the Knicks 113-94. The Spurs lost to the Heat 111-116. The Hornets lost to the Celtics. Yay, the Celtics won 120-111. The Cavs lost against the Magic 109-104. The 76ers demolished the Hawks 83 to 127. As I was talking about, the Pelicans lost a 2-point game against the Nuggets 114 to 112. Trailblazers beat the Grizzlies, big game since I think, yeah, I mean, Trailblazers are 6th, Grizzlies are 8th. So, and then as I said, Clippers lost against the Suns 101 to 109. And the Jazz, I hadn't checked the score before, but they absolutely trampled the Kings. Oh my goodness. 154 to 105. That's actually crazy. They won by 49. So now that's all going in the NBA world. So I guess I'll catch you on the next episode.